The Ag Marketing Resource Center is partnering with Decision Innovation Solutions on the Renewable Fuels Monthly Report. Decision Innovation Solutions, an economic research and analysis firm in Urbandale, Iowa, is providing information for the monthly newsletter. Spence Sparkinson is the executive director of Decision Innovation Solutions. He explains the monthly Renewable Fuels Report.
Part of the reason for the newsletter, the report, was to get information out there that deals with the renewable fuels industry. And it's not just renewable fuels, it's the renewable energy. And so to keep people aware of the goings-on in the industry, help them understand and anticipate things that are coming up. Second part to that title of the report is actually the climate. It deals with climate change. In the past, the articles have tended to be more around renewable energy side of it, but there are some articles that are sprinkled throughout the history of the report that deal with that topic as well.
He explains what his company does for agriculture.
We've been around for almost 10 years, about 9 years now, and we are an economic research firm. We're based in Urbandale, Iowa. Essentially all of us on our team, there's seven of us, we have a keen interest in ag and energy, and so we tend to focus our efforts in those areas. We've been involved in the commodity side of the industry, whether it's with farm bureaus or with some of the corn growers, those types of groups. We've also worked with a large feed company here in the Des Moines area, worked with co-ops, interacted a lot with the renewable fuels industry in terms of analyzing the different types of policy that affect it.
Since taking over, he says Decision Innovation has covered quite a bit of ground in earlier reports.
What we have reported on so far has tended to be around the ethanol and biodiesel industry. That's kind of the focus to date. We're also getting into more of the RFS, the Renewable Fuel Standard, and what that means. We just had some new guidelines come out from the, or some proposed volumes come out from the EPA recently. And so we've done a little analyzing of that. We've also, last month, which would have been May, we did an article on the low carbon fuel standard, basically on the West Coast. We're in a process of releasing a second part to that here in the next few days.
In talking climate change, he says they remove the political rhetoric from the national discussion and focus on the facts and their impact on agriculture.
You start talking about the causes, and you know, there's you read the news one day and it says that it's man-made, and you read the news the next day and you say that and it says that it's not, and that, you know, there's skeptics that are on one side or the other, and we think that that's a very unproductive way to look at this. And you know, the weather that we have now is not the same as it was 100 years ago, and it's not the same as it was 5,000 years ago. We know that there's things that change over time, and we're just trying to understand what those changes may or may not be and what implications that has for agriculture in general and renewable energy in particular, so that we're taking out the emotional side of that, so that we can provide a medium where a more productive dialogue can take place.
You can find the monthly Renewable Fuels Report online at agmrc.org. Michael Clements reporting.